This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the weird things about this pandemic, one of the many weird things really, is that so much has changed in our day-to-day, but even more has changed that we don't even notice because we're not going into the office or spending very much time in stores. And then somebody points it out and you're like, oh yeah, of course. I mean, remember those big boxes that would be in just about every office lobby and stores right about now filled with unwrapped toys? Or all those events where the price of admission would be, yes, an unwrapped toy or a donation. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks into the pandemic logistics of the toy drive.
Toy drives are all about giving and receiving. But to get millions of toys to millions of needy kids, a lot needs to happen in the middle. At the Coalition for the Homeless in New York City, the middle now includes unboxing a mountain of deliveries.
So I am opening up these packages. Spirograph, arts and craft project for the kids, which is really awesome. Keeps them engaged.
Elizabeth Morales is the Coalition's community outreach coordinator. She's also stacking up Legos and jewelry making kits and little LOL surprise dolls that come with mystery accessories. Normally, teams of volunteers would be tackling the cardboard mountain, but social distancing means only four people can be in the room at a time. So
now I'm the head elf, and I'm ecstatic. I'm excited for this.
Last year, the Coalition distributed 12,000 toys. This year, there are only enough elves to process around 7,000, and they're all coming from online donations. All those unwrapped toys typically collected at office buildings throughout the city, not safe during a pandemic. Sarah Murphy is the director of development.
It really wasn't a matter of, are we going to get enough toys? It was really a matter of, how can we get enough people here to make sure that we can do this safely?
Ted Sylvester has a people problem of a different kind. He's vice president of marketing at Toys for Tots, the mother of all toy drives. The Marines run it, and last year it took in $160 million worth of donated toys, one person at a time.
The meat and potatoes of the program is the community action part, you know, the community dropping one toy in at a time in our you know, toy collection bins.
But with a lot fewer shoppers in stores, it's been harder to collect.
We do expect local toy drives to be significantly impacted, while simultaneously we are already seeing a lot more requests from families, you know, more so now than in a normal year because of the so many people are still, you know, laid off and furloughed from their employment.
So this year, Toys for Tots is looking to toy companies like Hasbro to donate toys and focusing on boosting cash donations from big corporations. Smaller toy drives may not have an in with the Fortune 500, but locally, they're connected. Lisa Bonisi runs the Richard Gardner Jr. Memorial Toy Drive in memory of her brother. She's been operating out of her home in Staten Island for 26 years.
You know what's funny? Every year, by this time, I have parties booked. I have everything is lined up and already put on the calendar.
But this year, people are overwhelmed, and she's having a hard time just getting them on the phone.
The first Saturday in December, we have our annual toy drive night at Castleton Corners Pub. And normally we would bring in 100 people. We walk away with almost 200 toys from that night.
With capacity restrictions and the city on the verge of new shutdowns, a toy happy hour may not be possible.
I have nothing done. There's nothing booked. There's nothing planned.
Bonisi still has a bunch of toys left over from last year, and she's determined to figure it out.
I don't even know where I'm going with this yet. I have to make it work. I have to make it work no matter what.
And making it work is kind of what the holidays are about this year. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.